So pleased to have Her Worship Mayor Cynthia Block of Saskatoon joining us today. Cynthia, the Civic Pancake Breakfast raising over $10,000 for United Way Saskatoon and area. Now, I was out in Foam Lake. We were doing a lottery, so you're going to have to talk me through this one. How did the morning go?
It was fantastic. We had had so much rain, and then suddenly the sun came out, and it was absolutely beautiful. And just huge thanks to everyone who came out to support the United Way, and huge props to our staff who volunteered and made sure that the whole thing worked extremely well.
Now, we were talking a bit about the obstacle course. Did that happen for you that morning?
It sure did. We didn't win, but, you know, we didn't embarrass ourselves. So it was actually super fun. Actually, this year they coordinated it in a way that it was all connected to civic services. Like, one was you had to use a lacrosse stick and ball and throw it at a sign, and the sign was about the zipper merch. And then if you wanted to hit a pothole, like, they literally had pots set up to put the beanbags in. The whole thing was actually just lovely.
That's too good. Cosmo Civic Center is reopening to the public tomorrow after being an emergency shelter for wildfire evacuees over the last few weeks here. So I'm curious, from your point of view, how did the city of Saskatoon do with the wildfire situation?
I am honestly so very proud of the amazing response to the evacuees. They were treated as our guests, and we did our very best to make them feel at home while they were wondering whether or not they had a home to go back to. And, you know, some of them did not. And I think the courage that those leaders in those communities showed in working with our staff to make sure that we could get through it the best way we could. And of course, you know, the Red Cross was involved and a whole host of others. It was a real community team effort, and just very proud of everyone who stepped up.
Fantastic. Well, I know we got the Saskatoon X around the corner, and I know there's been bear spraying incidents there and all around the city too. And there's a major bylaw vote, which is going to be happening this week. Why don't you talk us through this one about the bear spray?
Well, we all know that there have been some concerns regarding bear spray, and we want to make sure that we can do our part. We don't have all the tools to solve the legislation that is required to give more powers to our police officers, but we are doing our part by creating a bylaw that requires people who purchase bear spray to register. So the businesses will have to make sure they have that registration in hand in case it gets used inappropriately. And in the meantime, we will make sure that we are also asking the province to expand that through the entire province, because it's really the only way it works is if the whole province is working together in this direction. And I think to that end, the province has its own legislation in a variety of stronger rules around helping police be able to monitor folks that maybe are using bear spray and other things as weapons inappropriately.
Okay. Well, Mayor Cynthia Block, for the few minutes that you joined with us this morning, thanks so much for that. We heard the beeper a few times go off, so good luck avoiding zipper merges and potholes this morning.
I will do my best, Ben. Thanks so much. Have a great day.